This lesson is brought to you by the Tagalog word yakap. 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 Yakap is spelled as Y-A-K-A-P. It means embrace. An action that shows affection by wrapping someone or something with both arms. Have you embraced anyone lately? You should let your loved ones know how much you care for them. Whether it is your family, your friends, your fur baby, or your life partner. Wrap your arms around them tightly and whisper to their ear, Mahal kita. Mahal kita. Mahal kita. It means, I love you. Again, that's yakap. Recording live from my apartment along a really busy road in Quezon City, Philippines, this is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. We previously learned about markers, those tiny words that assign roles to nouns within a sentence. Naturally, we should be learning about nouns by now, but in the Tagalog language, nouns are a part of a much larger grammatical entity that includes verbs and adjectives, and we are going to learn about it in order to take root. But first, please follow me at GoFilipinoPod on Twitter and Facebook. Also, please show your love wherever you listen to this podcast. Click the subscribe or follow button, as well as leave a 5-star review such as this one on Apple Podcast from LexiGirl719 entitled First Time Listener. She wrote, Thank you, Chris, for doing this. I like the way you start at the very basic. You're welcome, LexiGirl719, for that short and sweet review. I will continue to make this podcast simple and easy to follow. You can help support this podcast for as little as $1 on Patreon. Monthly patrons get early access to ad-free episodes and future exclusive content, among other perks. Check out Patreon, that's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod for more details. You can also support by listening to this lesson using the free Radio Public app for iOS and Android. It's free, easy to use, and helps listeners like you find and support shows like mine. When you listen to Go Filipino on Radio Public, everyone benefits. Alright, time to bring out your pen and paper. We'll begin the lesson after this break. Welcome to Go Filipino Recommends, where we put the spotlight on stuff that would complement your Filipino experience. This week, it's Smaller and Smaller Circles by F.H. Patakan. A winner of the Philippine National Book Awards, this harrowing mystery follows two Catholic priests on a hunt through Manila for a brutal serial killer. It all begins in Payatas, a 50-acre dump northeast of the capital, which is home to thousands of people who live off what they can scavenge there. It is one of the poorest neighborhoods in a city whose law enforcement is already stretched thin, devoid of forensic resources, and rife with corruption. So when the eviscerated bodies of preteen boys begin to appear in the dump heaps, there is no one to seek justice on their behalf. In the rainy summer of 1997, two priests take the matter of protecting their flock into their own hands. Father Gus Science is a respected forensic anthropologist, one of the few in the Philippines, and has been tapped by the director of the National Bureau of Investigations as a backup for police efforts. Together with his protege, Father Jerome Lucero, a psychologist, Science dedicates himself to tracking down the monster preying on these impoverished boys. Widely regarded as the first Filipino crime novel, Smaller and Smaller Circles is a poetic masterpiece of literary noir. A sensitive depiction of a time and place, and a fascinating story about the Catholic Church and its place in its devotees' lives. Smaller and Smaller Circles is available on Apple iBooks and Amazon. The film version, directed by Raya Martin, is now available on Amazon Prime Video. Simply tap the links on the show notes or on Twitter at GoFilipinoPod and check out what GoFilipino recommends. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's talk about root words. These are words in the Tagalog language at its simplest. We can create new words out of them by either adding affixes, combining two different root words, or repeating the same root word, which is why it is called the building blocks of the Tagalog language. Imagine the Tagalog sentence as building a house, with the pronunciations as its foundations, the root words as the big blocks, the affixes as the small blocks needed to make bigger blocks, and the markers as the cement that holds these blocks together. An example of a root word is araw. 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 Araw is spelled as A-R-A-W. It means day, the opposite of night. It is also the Tagalog word for sun, the center of our solar system. Again, the Tagalog word for day is araw. Adding an affix that's A-F-F-I-X can turn araw into a new word. These are short syllables you add in the beginning, the middle, or the end of a word. For example, arawan, arawan, arawan. Arawan is spelled as A R A W A N. It means daily. The A N at the end is added to araw to create a new word. Adding an at the end of a Tagalog word has multiple usage, but in this case, it indicates consecutiveness. If an activity during the day is performed consecutively, it becomes daily. Again, the Tagalog word for daily is arawan. Combining two different root words creates a whole new word. For example, bungang araw, bungang araw. Bungang araw. Bungang araw is spelled as B-U-N-G-A-N-G hyphen A-R-A-W. It means prickly heat, a type of bumpy skin rash that happens when exposed to warm temperatures. It is created by combining two root words, bunga, meaning fruit, and araw, with ng added after bunga to indicate possession. So, bungang araw literally means fruit of the sun, or caused by the sun. Again, the Tagalog word for prickly heat is bungang araw. You can also repeat a root word to create a new meaning. For example, araw-araw. 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 Araw-araw is spelled as A-R-A-W hyphen A-R-A-W. It means every day. The repetition of words is used for multiple reasons. In this case, the word araw is repeated to indicate succession, like day by day. Again, the Tagalog word for every day is araw-araw. We will continue our lesson after this break. Hey guys! Another way of supporting this podcast is through awesome advertisers, but we need to make sure these ads are perfect for you. In order to do so, we need to learn a little more about you. Just visit bit.ly/GoFilipinoSurvey and answer a quick anonymous survey that shows advertisers how amazing our listeners are. Again, that's bit.ly/GoFilipinoSurvey. Maraming salamat. We are back at Go Filipino. There are three types of root words: inherent noun roots, verb roots, and adjective roots. Most root words are inherently noun in form, but they can also become verbs or adjectives based on the affix or affixes that you add. Inherent noun roots can also become plural in form by adding the mga particle before the word. Mga is spelled as M-G-A. For example, bato, bato, bato. Bato is spelled as B-A-T-O. It means rock, a hard substance made out of minerals. Again, the Tagalog word for rock is bato. If you add MA at the beginning of bato, it becomes mabato. 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 Mabato is spelled as M-A-B-A-T-O. It means rocky, thus turning a noun into an adjective. Again, the Tagalog word for rocky is mabato. If you add U-M in between the first two letters of bato, it becomes bumato. 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 Bumato is spelled as B-U-M-A-T-O. It means to throw a rock, or any object for that matter, thus turning a noun into a verb. Again, the Tagalog word for throwing a rock is bumato. Add the mga particle before bato and it becomes mga bato. Mga bato. Mga bato. It means rocks, the plural form of rock. Remember, mga bato is two words. They are not linked together by a hyphen. Again, the Tagalog word for rocks is mga bato. Meanwhile, verb roots have the same set of functions as inherent noun roots, except they describe a specific action. On its own, however, these verb roots appear as nouns. In order to use them as actual verbs in a sentence, you need to add specific affixes into it. For example, lakad, lakad, lakad. Lakad is spelled as L-A-K-A-D. It means walk. On its own, the word lakad refers to the act of walking, or an errand. Again, the Tagalog word for walk is lakad. In order to turn lakad into an actual verb, we need to manipulate it. For example, lumakad, lumakad, lumakad. Lumakad is spelled as L-U-M-A-K-A-D. It means walked, or the process of walking has finished. We add the U-M affix right between the first and second letters to indicate that the action has been done. Again, the Tagalog word for walked is lumakad. Another example is lalakad. 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 Lalakad is spelled as L-A-L-A-K-A-D. It means about to walk, or the process of walking is being considered. We double the first syllable of a verb root, which in this case is la, to indicate a future action. Again, the Tagalog word for about to walk is lalakad. We will go in-depth about these verb manipulations, or what we call verbal aspect, in a future lesson. Verb roots can also turn into adjectives with the right affix. For example, palalakad, palalakad, palalakad. Palalakad is spelled as P-A-L-A-L-A-K-A-D. It means rambling, or as a habit of wandering around. The pala affix indicates that the action is being performed habitually. Again, the Tagalog word for rambling is palalakad. Verb roots can also become plural by adding the mga particle. So, lakad becomes mga lakad. Mga lakad. Mga lakad. It means errands. Again, the Tagalog word for errands is mga lakad. Finally, we have adjective roots. They also work like inherent noun roots, except they indicate quality, quantity, or distinction of nouns. Like verb roots, they act like nouns when used by themselves. Affixes are added onto them to become actual adjectives in a sentence. For example, talino, talino, talino. Talino is spelled as T-A-L-I-N-O. It means intellect, the faculty of reasoning and logic, which is different from emotions. Again, the Tagalog word for intellect is talino. To use it as an actual adjective, we add the MA syllable at the beginning, so it becomes matalino. 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 Matalino is spelled as M-A-T-A-L-I-N-O. It means intelligent or smart, someone who possesses intelligence. Again, the Tagalog word for intelligent or smart is matalino. Adjective roots can also turn into verbs with the right affix. For example, pinatalino, pinatalino, pinatalino. Pinatalino is spelled as P-I-N-A-T-A-L-I-N-O. It means when one thing made another thing smart, such as the internet made the world smart. In Tagalog, it translates to pinatalino ng internet ang mundo. Pinatalino ng internet ang mundo. The pina affix at the beginning indicates that one object achieved the adjective with the help of another object. Again, the Tagalog word that represents one thing making another thing smart is pinatalino. Unlike the inherent noun roots and verb roots, adjective roots do not use the mga particle to pluralize. However, the actual adjective form can be made plural by repeating the first syllable of the root word when describing multiple people or objects possessing the same qualities. For example, matatalino, matatalino, matatalino. Matatalino is spelled as M-A-T-A-T-A-L-I-N-O. It means intelligent, but only when referring to multiple people, animals, or objects, such as matatalinong tao, or intelligent people. The first syllable of the root word of matalino, which is talino, is doubled to make it plural. The noun affix is added at the end of the adjective to link it to the corresponding noun. Also, take note at how the noun did not have the mga particle because the adjective is already plural in form. Again, the Tagalog word for multiple intelligent beings is matatalino. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. Root words are the building blocks of the Tagalog language. We can create new words out of these root words by either adding affixes to them, combining two different root words, or repeating the same root word. With the right affix, they can function as nouns, verbs, and adjectives. Don't forget to share this podcast to a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. Walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. Walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. It means nothing destroys iron but its own rust. Even the strongest person can be undone by their own actions or habits. Word for word, it's walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. Walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. Walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. Again, walang naninira sa bakal kundi sariling kalawang. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye! This has been Go Filipino, Let's Learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.